You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyn joins us now to delve deeper into his political philosophy. He's found a favorite British writer and blogger who is informing the way he looks at issues, perhaps not so cut and dry anymore.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, these days I'm really into triangles as part of my exploration of math. I love math. And one of the reasons why I love math is because ambiguity is not tolerated. There are conventions, and you are expected to adhere to the conventions. Also, things like economy of expression is valued, because, you know, you're frequently asked to simplify an equation or simplify a fraction. And then there's clarity and brevity. In addition, definitions are not negotiable. For example, a triangle has three sides, and the sum of the three angles always adds up to 180 degrees. So I like the fact that no matter where you are, a triangle has always been and always will be a triangle. Now, like the vast majority of teachers, I'm something of a cultural conservative, and I believe that one of the duties of the educator is to transmit culture. I'm a big fan of teaching Shakespeare and history. And I believe that we ought to teach kids to be able to locate and name countries and states. However, until recently, I had no idea how much of a conservative I am, like a true conservative. Now, given that words matter a lot, it behooves me to explain what I mean by a conservative in terms of conservative philosophy, which must not be conflated with so-called conservative politics. Here I am very much in agreement with the political commentator Andrew Sullivan, and he says that conservatism concerns itself with limits. It's also about the paradox of progress, and it's about proper capitalism, in other words, regulated capitalism. I also agree with him that we should always be wary of people in positions of power, institutions where there is a concentration of power, be it a government or the banks or churches or school boards. I could go on, but my point is I am very much indebted to Andrew Sullivan for clarifying what he feels a conservative is, because, you see, for some time now I've been lamenting the fact that the political right in this country, I think, is very poorly served, with a rare exception. Now and again, maybe John McCain does a good job of defending the right, and so too maybe does Charles Krauthammer. So, I rejoice in having learned recently about Andrew Sullivan. I love the way he challenges my worldview, and he causes me to think. I'm even reaching for the Bible now that he's mentioned about the fearlessness of Christ as a social reformer. Andrew Sullivan is gay. He was diagnosed with HIV at the age of 30, and he watched some of his best friends die of AIDS. In fact, he should be dead too. And he feels that this has somehow emboldened him to say exactly what he thinks, with no regard for what you think of him. His conservatism generates much more light than it does heat. And these days, well, I'm more interested in building ships than I am in burning bridges. So I like reading and listening to Andrew Sullivan. I hope you do too. Have a lovely day. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia. And you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrossthepondandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyn every Thursday morning at 7:45 here on Red River Radio.